Gabriella Woodworth understands that if she wants to become an American citizen, she's going to have to compete with hundreds of thousands of others who share her dream of citizenship. She knows the U.S. Citizens and Immigration Services will process approximately 680,000 citizens this year. She also knows the process of naturalization requires her to be able to speak, read, and write English.
Some people, they learn a lot faster than another one, and I'm not that person. I'm pretty slow learner.
Woodworth, who is from Argentina, met her American husband while he was serving a mission for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. She has lived in Utah for the last 20 years and helped support her family of five by cleaning homes for 8 hours a day and once a year does a part-time job at a local factory.
I cleaned houses since I was 14 years old.
I want to be citizen to speak English without an accent, like reading, like read really well in English, and fix my spelling really well too. And after that, like go back to school, and I want to do dentist assistant, or maybe have my own business and crafting or like something like that.
She says her grandmother cleaned for other people her entire life, and she knows it's hard on your body. So she wants a different career, but that's not the only reason she wants to become a citizen.
You can vote. I never had the chance to do that in my own country because I came to the United States when I was 19 years old. I don't know how that feels, but I want to do that, and I want to, for my kids, feels like, oh, my mom, she's progressing.
All of her clients speak English, and this, she says, forces her to use and develop her language skills. To help her, some of those clients refuse to allow her to speak Spanish, and she has to text them in English.
I speak more English than I read too, but my weakness is the writing, so I'm afraid about that.
It was while living in Argentina for 19 years that Woodworth learned how to work hard, giving her the tenacity she will need if she hopes to meet the requirements for her citizenship. If she doesn't get her citizenship soon, she will need to return to her home country for several months before being allowed to return to Logan.
You work a lot over there for really little money. Over here, you work hard, but you see what you can get with your work. Over there, you cannot ever progress much. So unless if you finish school and have a degree, and if you can, the degree you have too.
Before completing the citizenship test, Gabriella will have to complete her GED while she is working full-time. She's not worried. This type of balancing act is nothing new for her.
Yeah, we had to grow up really young when we were little. I have to take care of my youngest brother and sister, then my older sister and I. We have to run a house since we were little. I was like 6, 7 years old when we were in the house. My sister, she was like 7 years old. Because my dad and my mom have to go to work. And over there, you work long hours.
There are long hours ahead for Woodworth as she hopes to become one of the thousands of international residents who will qualify to become a U.S. citizen. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Melissa Allison.